Welcome back to another episode, everyone. I hope you have had a great day. I hope it's been pretty productive, pretty satisfying. I hope you enjoyed yourself. We are going to hear my own show today, Catching Up with Corey. It is under construction in the name, as you will hear as the episode goes. But I have the pleasure of speaking with my good friend, Abia, and we just talk about everything, kind of just get into the nitty gritty of what it means to live holistically. We get into a lot of different things. We talk of energy. We talk about perspective changes. We talk about life. I hope you enjoyed the episode as much as I loved speaking with my friend and making it for you guys. Have a good one and enjoy the show. The way I phrase that, it sounds like we have a joint show, but in fact, we do not.
This is all Corey's show. I'm here for today.
Well, yes, Abby is my great guest on Catching Up with Corey. Except, I think I'm changing the name. What is previously known as Catching Up with Corey, I am now going to call it Feelings with Corey. Feeling with Corey.
Oh.
Feel with me. Corey edition. I don't know yet.
Oh, so I like all of those. They sound
okay.
Good.
Okay, cool.
You should do like an Instagram poll. Like for,
oh, yeah, like radio. Which, you're right. Okay, these are my three. Well, I'll let you know next week with whatever is chosen. But that is besides the point. The name is just a name. We got to get into it. So as we get into it, I'm going to kind of just say what my vibe's about, what the show I would like to accomplish with it. So I have, if you listened to last week's episode, I spoke about kind of holistic living and connecting mind, body, soul, kind of what that's done for me, how you can do that in everyday things like breathing deeply and eating different foods and just being aware. So to continue on that conversation, I just wanted to talk about kind of a separate sector in that, which is energy, and kind of this is will be a parted episode, many parts to what energy is and what energy means. It's a big thing. But in terms of feeling, this is kind of as a prep for you, Abia, okay. for whatever you're getting your brain ready.
Yeah.
to connecting your emotions to energy and kind of seeing it as an observer mode. I hope this comes across, because the way my brain is, like, it just grabs words, and I hope, like, it is caught.
It's, yeah.
Sometimes, if it's not, just let me know.
I'm a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Well, here's an example. Say, I'm feeling low a day. I've been saying that nowadays, like, changing my word choice instead of, like, I feel bad. It's, like, I feel low. Okay. Like, I'm low energy, or I am low frequency, some could say, or, like, I just feel low, you know, versus, like, when I'm up or I'm down, you know, I'm high, I'm, like, low, stuff like that. Because I think life comes in, you know, waves.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, you were kind of speaking on that a little earlier. What are your thoughts on this whole phenomenon?
The whole concept of, like, energy or, like, waves or, like, categorizing yourself as being high vibrational or low vibrational in some ways is a very new, like, idea for me. Mm-hmm. Mainly because, like, that was never something that I considered, and it was not something that, like, I, like, talked about with, like, friends back home or, like, with my family. So I'm still very much at the point where I'm opening myself up and I'm trying to learn. And, you know, I feel like also I'm the type of person, I can be very, like, pessimistic at times. So I think with, like, energy, I've been trying to find, like you were saying, how you don't say you feel bad, you feel low, trying to find, like, alternatives or finding a way to be more positive rather than, like, low all the time. I don't know if that makes any sense.
No, I completely get that. But I think as time goes on, I also realize that, like, kind of everything affects everything, you know? So, yeah, your word choice, like, if you could be in the same situation, but I guess from a pessimistic versus optimistic sort of point of view of that situation could change, like, the future of whatever happens, you know, sometimes.
Yeah.
It's so weird because I feel like as time has gone on, everything I say nowadays just feels so hippie-ish.
No.
And, like, people like, it's like, I really have to be careful, I guess, with who I talk to, because it's like, I'm either complete, not you per se, I'm not talking about you, but I'm just saying the way that I feel myself being perceived, it's like, because word choice is important. Anyway.
Word choice is important. Word choice can, like, make or break how you feel or what you're feeling.
Literally. Like, you tell yourself how you're feeling. And so it's like, if you say, I am this, then you're that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And if the more you repeat it, the more you're, like, really going to believe it. Right. So if you're stuck saying, I feel bad, or I am terrible,
or I am, the I am statements, you know, it's like, that's your truth.
Yeah.
When it doesn't have to be. I think that's a big thing. Like, recently when, I don't know, I feel like I've said this before, but I'm getting a deja vu moment. Anyway, an example of that, we're going to get back to energy, but I think this all relates, has been, like, when I feel really tired or really sore, or maybe my back hurts. My back is always hurting, guys. That's, like, I think I'm chronic back pain.
How old are you?
Exactly. I'm 20, and I feel 75. So.
Ooh.
I think I am 75. like age.
Maybe you find a chiropractor. Things have happened
differently. Yeah.
I mean, can't you like go to a doctor? I don't know if they're like medical doctors, but mm-hmm. like people that can tell you how old
your body is.
I think that's a thing.
Maybe I need that. But maybe I don't want to hear that because the way that it hurts. Jeez Louise. On that note, though, I've been telling myself that, say, my back hurts. I'm like, wow, my back hurts. Or, like, my knee hurts. Like, or my body hurts. Not, like, I'm hurting. It's, like,
oh yeah,
like, to single out that body part just has made a difference. You know, it's, like, really? It's not me. Yeah. It's, like, and then it's also kind of, I guess, connecting back to mind, body, soul. Like, I am not my body, per se. Like, I'm going in a direction that's very...
Wait, so, sorry, maybe I should let you finish. But, like, so do you separate yourself from your, like, physical body? So, like, you, like, this is, like, you presenting, like, that's your physical body. Yeah. But that's not really
you. Like, I exist in this vessel.
Okay.
In a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, in that way... And things change so often. I think that's a big thing, especially your body. I think people connect too much to the physical and how they look, like, outwardly when you're changing all the time. Like, with weight, with, like, acne, with, like, just physical appearance, you know, that changes all the time. So I think people make that identity markers when your personality, I think, is a lot more who you are versus, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I've definitely, over time, have separated this fleshy substance with who I am.
I like how you said that. Fleshy substance. Yeah. I mean, you're true. You're right, though. Like, I showed a friend my ID, which I took last year around this time. And he was like, you look completely different. And I was like, really? It's only been a year. How do I look that different? And he was like, that's not the same person at all. So I feel like, because you're constantly changing.
Right. All the, like, every moment.
Yeah.
I feel like every semester is, like, different eras. I look through, one of my favorite pastimes is looking through my old photos. Or, like, just my camera roll, because it's wild how drastically different I look. Yeah.
Mm. I delete all my pictures.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I feel like, because there are moments where I'm not, like, proud of, and I'd rather not have evidence of it, which is also, like, not good, because I feel like when you're able to look past and see what's happened and see how much you've grown from it, that's good. And also just have it as, like, memories, because, you know, even if you were ashamed of yourself or you didn't like some parts of your life, that was still you and still what you're going through. But yeah, I don't have any photos.
Damn.
Clean slate.
Wow.
No,
okay.
No old photos.
Okay. I think that whole, that's a double-edged sword, the whole clean slate thing. I say that all the time. It's like there's a term, tabula rasa, which literally means clean slate. There's also a song called Tabula Rasa by Armin Hammer and Earl Sweatshirt, guys. It is phenomenal.
I know what's real even when I'm feeling bad. Resilient as they built the black. She shimmy into the that's consent getting established. You only trash if you trash. I keep it simple and dynamic. Trust the passion.
But I think, it's on one hand, I think you shouldn't connect to your past self. In the way that photos can make that happen, you know, where it's like, oh, I did this, that makes, like, back to identity. Like, that means I'm this because I did these things.
Yeah.
But at the same time, going further, you could be like, why am I ashamed of this? Like, what about that moment made me feel guilty or something? Because I've felt that too. Like, especially when it comes to clubs, like, I used to get recorded in clubs. And, like, even the next day, I'm like, who is that? No, like, I'm literally like, who is that in that picture? Because it's not me. And it's kind of scary. It's a scary realization, for sure, when you think of that.
Don't even get me started on club pictures. Bro, I don't know. I'm not even proud to say this story.
It's okay.
But I went out a couple days ago, and I kissed this guy. And my friend took a video and then showed it to me the next day, and I was like, that is not me. Mm. That was not me at all. Wow. I don't understand what happened, wow. But never show me that video again. Because yeah. That was not me.
But then, okay, and this is where we connected back to energy, because I think there are certain places, like physical spaces, that make people act in certain ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, like, invite a certain behavior that you wouldn't normally do, or invite certain, I mean, like, alcohol obviously is, like, that's not an environment, but it's a substance that could, or anything that's, like, mind-altering can do that. But I think that paired with a certain environment, I'm not saying clubbing is bad, but if time and time again, every time I've gone to a club, I leave just, like, unfulfilled, or it feels not me, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, paying attention to that and, like, why a certain place makes me feel that way, or why do I have to be drunk to have fun here, or why do I, like, I don't even like drinking. So I'm like, why do I, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
It's like that, like, just to pay attention to that stuff.
Is it because people are, like, is it because a lot of people there have, I don't know if this is going to make sense, but it's kind of draining to be there. Like, people drain your energy, first of all. Like, because when you're out in a club, you're like, ooh, let's party.
Right.
So you're, first of all, are already being drained by that. And then there's, like, other people that may not have the best intentions.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
I think
it's, they're all mixing together, and it's like,
a lot of, right. Yeah. I think there's a lot of lower vibrational environment or, like, energy in there. In, like, certain clubs. Like, even the dark space, I think intention is really big. Like, like, huge when it comes to, like, where you are, where you're situated energetically.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this goes back to the physical, too. I think clubs are very physical and very, like, most people don't have the intention of going to clubs to just dance.
Yeah.
Or to just have a good time, or to just, like, let your body move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's more so, like, let me, you know, let me, like, you know?
Yeah.
I'm not saying, but club culture is just weird to me.
There is this guy, the same night at the club,
mm-hmm.
who, like, he just looked like a bad guy.
Mm.
Like,
did you feel it, something?
I felt, well, first of all, I hope that everyone else felt it, but I'm not sure. But he was, like, going from girl to girl, trying to, like, speak with them. Mm. And, like, obviously you're allowed to flirt with whoever you want, and you can flirt with as many people as you want. But, like, the way that he was doing just felt so, like, pointed.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I don't know. I'm also, I don't know if this is a good thing, but I feel like I'm very, like, aware of people's, like, bodies,
mm-hmm.
and how you interact with other people. Mm-hmm. Like, because the girls that he were, like, choosing, he was, like, a really tall guy. He was, like, at least 6'2", maybe. And he was, like, going to, like, the shortest girls ever. Like, the shortest, like, tiniest girls. And I was, like,
looking for, like, a power play sort of situation.
And, like, the way he was doing it, like, he came up to one of my friends. He, like, didn't say a single thing. He, like, looked in her face, took her hand, and then kissed it, and then left. And he was, like, I was very, like, hyper aware of everything mm-hmm. at that moment once he did that, because it just felt like he was, like, it was, like, waves of just, like, terrible and, like,
like, you could feel fear. That it was, okay, so many things to touch on. Yeah, I think there's so many things that we feel but don't pay attention to. Like, you felt like that was, it was scary.
Yeah.
It was a scary thing. I think, ooh, this show could go into so many different directions. And I hate to just drop things down and not, like, I've just been doing, a lot's been happening recently.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to drop this point. We'll definitely come back to it at some point in the semester. But I think all energy, everything is energy in the world. Everything mm-hmm. is just, like, everything living, at least, you know, is made up of energy. Atoms, physics, whatever. But I think when it comes to, like, where it hits the spiritual point is that all things either stem from love or fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I think love, this can go to Love by Erykah Badu, because she speaks of this exact thing in the beginning of her song.
love was a rat, rat, rat.
Love is high vibrational, and so like it like you feel higher. Like there's like jittery. It's faster. It's blah blah blah. Yeah. And fear is very low and slow.
Yeah.
And it's dark and deep. You know what I mean? It's not light.
Yeah.
And for you to feel that, like there was like a tenseness, you know, from that man. These are just all things to pay attention to, I guess, because like we all have it, and we all are somewhere situated on a certain day, on a certain time, you know, within that realm.
This is like, I don't know, this is so crazy to me. I also, I don't know if I can include this, but it's so crazy because like yesterday when I got home, obviously I was still rolling on Molly, and I sat on my bed and I was like, I just want love. Like that's all that I want in this world. It's just love. Like,
yes.
All types of
love. You're, like, waking up, bro.
Platonic love, family love, relationship love. I just want, like, I just want to be, like, enveloped in love all the time. Yeah. That's all that I want in this world. I don't care about money. I don't care about, like, materialistic things. I don't care about, like, where I'm living at the time. I just want to be, like, constantly surrounded by love.
In love. Yeah, yeah. Literally, inside of love.
Yeah.
There's this book that I love to hear that, by the way. Like, I literally, like, that is the goal of life. That is the point of living.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want more people to feel that because it's, like, it's a beautiful, beautiful, like, it's, I could talk about this for the rest of my life. But there's this book that found me, basically. Last semester, has the name of my boyfriend, so that's why I got it for him. It was so weird. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that book became like my Bible for a season. I don't like to use that word, but it was just like very crucial for the point that I had it at.
Yeah.
And taught me so much about what love means, like outside of people, because I think we like limit what love is when it's really just an energy around us, like, and it's like raw universe matter, basically. It's like the beginning and the end, honestly. Like, I think it's really changed my whole perspective of religion, of like, of history, of like everything. But yeah, I think it's also something you can't know about until you feel it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And a lot of people don't feel that or know even like where to start for that, because it is a feeling. This goes back to like, I guess what the show's about. Like, it's just like feeling, how to like feel your way through life, because you feel things that make you feel better or worse. And a lot of people think they don't have the choice to feel better. You know what I mean? Stay tuned for the show after this break. This is AUP Radio on WRP. And we are back with the show.
personally, for me, I feel like I found comfort in chaos, which I know a lot of people can relate to, because I really hate change, even if it's good change or even if it's necessary and it needs to happen. Because I've grown so accustomed to being negative, or I've grown so accustomed to all the chaotic things that are happening around me or even like within me, I feel more comfortable staying that way and not trying to change for the better. Because it's like, what if you start telling yourself like, oh, I want to get better, or I want to be more happy, or I want to, like, I don't know, surround myself with more people. It's like, what if that doesn't happen? Or what if it, like, happens and then it stops, or it happens and it, like, you don't, it's not what you expected to.
Okay.
So you just want to, like,
stay. Like, stay comfortable.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that. I, like, have written so many things about, like, how much I hate change or hated change. But on that same note, I think that's fear talking, you know, that it's like, what the what ifs, because you'll never know, you know, like that sort of thing. And I think if you always have the best intentions, it'll never be a mistake, is my sort of philosophy. I think it's either a score moment, or it's a lesson.
Yeah.
But it's like also depending how you take it, because literally every single thing could be like however you take it.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
Where would you situate yourself vibrationally, if you feel comfortable sharing?
I don't know if it could be like that, because it's like a feeling, you know, like I don't think there's really, I was thinking about this recently, that because I've felt love a lot, like especially recently, I felt like I've reached what that meant, you know, and like I just want to like scream and like spread goodness and love and kindness, and you know, like I'm like cool, like we're there. But I also am like, I was talking to someone recently, like I'm 20, and I'm like, if I already feel like this, like I'm gonna die soon or something. Oh, that's what I feel like. I'm like, how do I get higher? You know what I mean? Like, I just need higher.
Yeah.
So I don't think, I'm not where I want to be. I don't. Okay. I guess that's my answer. Like, yeah. I think,
hey,
as time goes on,
I'm just still scared by the I'm gonna die soon.
I'm sorry. Sorry, not even in a morbid way. It's just like, no, this body is keeping me down. Like, I literally feel...
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's where I've come to. right. Like, there are times now where I'm like, damn, I have to eat and, like, pee. Like, just bodily things that I'm, like, so tired of.
You're over the body.
Yeah.
You're over the physical.
No, completely.
Completely.
Completely over.
You're just here for the mind and the soul.
Yeah. No, honestly, I'm just, like, but I think I need to get more grounded. Oh, sorry. I need to get more grounded.
You need to start wearing some more green and brown.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
Yeah.
Get back to earth, 'cause people here are cool, so.
Some people.
Yeah. We're trying to make more cool people, you know?
I'm also starting a campaign called hashtag bring back the cold, because the weather is very alarming to me. I'm actually quite scared. So Love Revolution, which I think will help bring back the cold, so we can all think about how we can all love our neighbors and the planet and bring back the cold and love everyone.
On that same note, though, I feel like the heat is making people happier.
It is, yes. That's true.
And maybe Earth isn't... Okay, let me not give some hot takes. Yeah, because I don't...
Hashtag cancel Corey 2022.
Oh,
she doesn't believe in global warming.
Listen, guys. I love... the world. That's my only statement. I love the world.
Yeah, thanks for trying to come up with excuses so we don't cancel you. We see right through you.
Don't cancel.
But no, you're right though. People are happier in the warm. I mean, like,
yeah.
That's why I love going back to Cameroon, because, you know, like, in France and the U.S. and, like, the more north you go, everything's so individualistic.
Yeah.
You're only caring for yourself because you're cold.
Right.
You need to, like, find warmth. But, like, the further down you go towards the equator, everyone's so, like, happy and inviting and welcoming, and you want to be with your community.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's because of the heat.
Yeah. No, I think so, too. And so if Paris, because it's cold in Georgia, where I live. Yeah, it's colder in Georgia than it is here.
Right now?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
It's warm Pennsylvania.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like 70s, 80s right now
in Pennsylvania. What? It's like in the 50s.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane. You see?
Yeah.
The world is turning upside down.
Right.
No,
but I think I feel like people in Pennsylvania, or from the one trip I had there, I'm like, they were not nice. Atlanta is the most, like, community-oriented place ever.
Okay, so
and
maybe,
Paris also.
Okay, then maybe the warmth is, maybe, did you, like, are you, like, plotting this?
No.
Are you the one controlling the weather and trying to, like, make everyone love and be happy?
I mean, like, let's love each other, guys.
That's crazy, though. Wait, is it really, like, 50s in Georgia?
Yes. Wait, let me check to be exactly sure, but it's not warm. People are definitely wearing sweaters.
Because, yeah, my sister sent me a screenshot of the weather.
Yeah, it's 49.
That is insane. Yeah. It's, like, at least 60s right now in Philly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yes, if anyone wants to do their own research on the collective consciousness, it is real. We affect each other all the time. We are literally each other. So, yeah.
I really wish you had met that guy that I had met. I don't know. I think I told you the story. Yeah. Because I... can you please give us an example of collective consciousness, please? Thank you.
No, of course. So, here, on the minuscule level, I am, say, having a horrible day. And actually, I'll do two examples. I'm having a horrible day, and I'm sitting in the Amex, and I'm about to cry. And someone who I've only had great interactions with on campus comes up to me. And immediately I'm like, oh, wait, I don't need to cry anymore. And then we have a great conversation. They don't know anything about, like, what I was, like, previously, that I was just about to cry.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. And then after I'm done having that great conversation with them, I feel like I don't need to cry anymore. Or I just feel, like, better. Like, I feel like, okay, like, the world isn't ending. I'm ready to, like, continue on with my day. And that's just a little tiny, 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 like, that interaction had, like, an effect. Like, their energy paired with mine, we had a whole, like, meshing of that. And now I feel higher than how I felt before. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And stuff like that. And then on the grander scale with the devil devices that we all have. Sorry, that is such a... I'm very dramatic. I don't like phones. But
phones are terrible.
Yeah. Social media, you know, it's everything. Like, you could do so much with it, but so much. Just so much good, so much bad.
Yeah.
And, like, the way that has affected the collective consciousness is insane. When you think of just cancel culture in general, how, like, things, like, fly, or, like, how an issue going on can become, like, we all think the same things just due to constant, like, viewing of the same thing. We all think the same,
yeah.
You know? And so, for better or for worse, I think TikTok does a wonderful job at this, of, like, giving people, especially, like, in algorithmic ways, the same content. And so that they end up saying the same things, or like, the language just becomes the same colloquial language that, like, like, slay, or, like, I don't know, just, like, little things, you know?
Yeah.
Like, just, we just become the same in a particular way, you know?
Mm-hmm. That just made me sad, because I'm not on TikTok anymore.
Oh, me neither.
Mm.
But listen, for better or for worse, I think it's come to a point where now we've lost some sort of individualism.
Yeah.
In that way, that I think we need to bring back, at least when it comes creatively.
But at the same time, mm-hmm. I feel like a lot of people cherish social media because of the same thing that you're saying, because we all kind of have the same...
Devil's advocate? Is that what
Devil's
you're...
advocate, yes, thank you.
Yes.
Because we can find community with people mm-hmm. that you've never met in your real life before, from like someone living in Texas
yeah.
might be laughing at the same things to someone living in like South Korea.
Yeah. No, that
which like is good and bad, but there's I mean that's I'm just also saying like there's yeah.
right no exactly I think there's like everything, you know, like you could, and at its base, I don't think any of the people that made these social media apps actually thought of what it could have turned into, but at yeah. its base, like the fact that you're able to, like the fact that I'm able to even speak to my parents right now, like through WhatsApp, mm-hmm. you know, thousands of miles away, like that is growth, that is human evolvement, yeah. but I think also we just use it not for the best things sometimes.
Did you know that Facebook, I might be wrong, but I think Facebook, have you ever heard of Face Smash?
Mm-mm.
No, okay, that was the beginning of Facebook. It was basically like a ranking, like you would see two pictures of two different girls and then you could say which is hotter. And then that transformed into Facebook.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was like a ranking, like, who's hotter. And then he saw how big that got. And then he, like, transformed it into Facebook. And I feel like...
That's intention.
Like...
Yeah. No.
intention. And that's why why Facebook is crazy. Because it was never meant to be a good thing.
Right.
It was always meant to be, like...
Right.
But I could be wrong. Mm,
no, I mean, listen, trust yourself. That's another thing. Trust your thoughts, even if you're wrong. To an extent. I think you should trust yourself, but then also do research, further research about things. But I think you should, too many people don't trust themselves. You
true.
Know?
Also, so. It's up to other people to do research. If you're listening, do research, because...
Yeah, like we're not God.
Yeah.
Or whatever you
believe. We're not even professionals.
Or we're not even, right, we're literally just talking.
Yeah.
So, if you're interested.
If you believe it to be true, that's on you.
Yeah. But
even
like.
If it's wrong.
It's our truths.
Yeah, it's our truths.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go make your own truth. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And waves. Ooh. All types of waves.
Go see an ocean if you can. I want to go to the ocean so badly.
I feel indifferent about the ocean.
Hmm.
I like the mountains better.
Hmm.
I love the cold.
Hmm.
Which may not be good. Maybe I need to get into the sun. Oh my gosh. Did I just like solve all of my problems? I think I have a low frequency because I love the cold and I need to get to the warmth.
Yeah, find the light.
And raise my...
Yeah, it's nice up there.
Yeah. Thanks, Corey. Now I know what I'm going to do for the rest of the day. Stay in the sun.
Let me know how it goes.
I probably won't sit in the sun. Okay, but cool. I'll, like, walk in the sun
be
to the
in
metro.
Nature. That would be nice.
I miss nature so much.
Yeah. I want to go to one of the forests here.
Do you think color also affects your...
This goes into a different section of life, but I think, you know, like, I hate how everything's gotten abused, mm-hmm. but, like, auras, you know?
Yeah.
Like, auras have color, mm-hmm. I think, for me. And I'd like to say that I am either a burnt orange or a lavender.
Okay. Those are good colors.
But, yeah, thank you. But yeah, I think people have different auras about them, for sure. I'd say you're purple.
Thank you.
No problem.
I don't know what that means, but I like purple. I'll look it up when I get my phone back.
Okay.
But do you think even, like, in the city, because I feel like one of my main issues with Paris is that everything is so stark and white and gray, and there's very limited greens or natural colors around.
That's very true.
Very limited trees. And when you're looking at, like, old gray buildings all the time, you're going to feel some type of way.
Right.
Or at least that's how I feel.
No, that's true. I think the architecture has so much to do with, like, how a society works, you know? And so, like, in even, like, places in the south of France, like, they're yellow and orange and pink and stuff because, like, the world is more colorful there, you know? Yeah. Like, here there's so much structure and fake rules and, like, boxy living. Just in general, like, people, I have a lot of words about Parisians, but, I mean, I'm trying to get to the depth of why they are this way. I think architecture definitely is one of those things, but it's also just, like, history of just fake rules that they abide by, I guess.
Bring back the forest.
Yeah.
I'm not even, like, a nature person, per se, but I just want to lay in a field.
Yeah.
I just want to be lost in the forest.
Or even, like, the fact that we can't be barefoot anywhere. Like, that's huge for me. Me, personally.
Do you like going barefoot?
I love, like, feeling the earth is just, like, really, really important for me. And I haven't been able to do that for the past 2 months. And it's sad. It's very sad. But that does stuff. Yeah. Like, you literally are grounded.
You know, I had a conversation with a French friend. And he was like, but there's parks everywhere. And I was like, all the parks are man-made. I want, like, something that has not been touched by humans.
Well, happy birthday, Abia.
Thanks, I guess. Yeah. What month are we in? I don't even know.
April.
I'm a Taurus, guys. Is it Taurus or Taurus?
Taurus.
Taurus. I'm a Taurus rising.
Mm.
Do you believe in star signs?
Yes and no, and yes and no.
You're a Capricorn.
We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in another episode because I have words on that too.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much, Abia.
It's been great.
Listen, you're a star and a gem, and I'm so excited to get vibrationally high with you.
Bye, everyone.
See ya. This is AUP Radio on WRP. Thank you.
What does it mean to be loved? flourish too special. We can't just let go. Oh, the stones and the boulders, the world's on our shoulders. Can't let your heart grow colder with me in your corner. Ain't over till it's over. Hey.
Almost equal in size, I walked around with the iron for any wrinkle in time. I paid a piece on my mind for every nickel and dime, but never less than a five, and never slept on a job. A killer crept on your squad, yet never left the garage, when your God was close enough to see the flesh of his eyes. Get to the button and press it's what the message advised. What's the threat behind the message where the testament lies?
Have a great night, everyone.